So Coffee Mumbo Jumbo, still in Whitstable, still with Audrey, still with Red Cherry Coffee. I'm not moving. It's so fantastic here. And the cupping we've done, just Audrey, tell us before we tell our listeners where to actually buy this coffee in case they're not in Whitstable. Tell me about the different coffees that you've actually had there. I mean, you told me prior, but it was a blind tasting. And I'm quite proud of myself, if that's the right word, without being too pretentious, is I did actually spot the Kenyan on
you
the
did.
Table.
And the Sumatran.
And the Sumatran and the Colombian. And the Colombian.
Well.
So
yeah.
I'm getting better. I'm honing my skills as we go along. So are these the five coffees that you actually offer, Audrey?
Some of them, yeah. The Kenyan, unfortunately, we've just run out of. We've sent a big order off as a single origin espresso to a client.
Mm-hmm.
And they supply coffee all around London and in Kent. So they've got those as single origin mm-hmm. guest espressos.
Lovely.
Which is, it's fantastic as a single origin guest.
Mm-hmm.
But what we have right now is obviously our espresso blend, which is lovely and chocolatey. Fantastic over your lovely PID one group machine. We have a Sumatran,
mm-hmm.
very clean.
Mm, like absolutely. And it smells so lovely.
Beautiful. That Colombian V. Esperanza, which is
mm-hmm.
a very, very drinkable Colombian.
Mm-hmm.
Our cup of excellence, El Salvador, Finca La Siberia. What else? The Brazil or
yeah, what
Verde.
Was the, yeah.
It's a Brazil or Verde pulp
okay.
natural.
Okay.
So very nice as a single origin espresso.
Mm-hmm.
Not
mm-hmm.
quite as...
What does your blend consist of then?
It actually consists of a Brazil, a Colombia, and an Indian. Kill double A.
Oh, okay.
But the Indian...
Oh, yeah, that's from Falcon, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I know
it's
that one.
It's very, very punchy.
Yeah, it's
very
lovely.
Fantastic in espresso. Absolutely
yeah.
fantastic in espresso.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's that.
Fantastic. So, quickly before we move over to, the other side of that company, the Red Cherry, is actually John, Audrey's husband, who is the barista and trains, all the people you supply coffee to. But before we do that, just let me tell you, redcherrycoffee.co.uk?
.co.uk, yeah.
Okay, that's the one if you want to buy coffee, because Audrey does roast to order as well.
I do.
So just check out the website. So
keep it fresh. Keep it fresh.
Absolutely, keep it fresh. So over to John, who's been a barista trainer and also judge in the Barista Championships of South Africa.
Yeah, that's right. I had the privilege of being a sensory judge down in the Western Cape round of the South African National Barista Championships. That was a fantastic experience. Yeah.
And you're British born, let's say that.
Yeah. British born, lived in Cape Town for 7 years, and probably at least 30% South African now.
Okay, but no twang.
No.
So what are the 30%? Is it your skin colour that's turned a little bit browner thanks to the sun?
Yeah,
what is it?
Yeah. No, I think it must be that. But it's also a bit of the South African zest and attitude. You know,
okay. So is that what you're bringing to Whitstable as well?
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, your fascination about coffee and tell me a little bit about your journey into this.
Yeah, well, also my coffee journey paralleled. Because we really got into coffee a while after we were married. And it just kind of, it came from the dividing up of the workload to produce a really great cup of coffee where we were. We wanted to roast our own beans and also prepare our own shots and microtexture milk. And at home, around jobs and other things, it's a lot for one person to learn. So we just went off into our different areas of interest and I developed as a barista. I enjoyed trying to get that perfect shot and also, correctly microfoam the milk and make sure that you get that marriage of the two
mm-hmm.
so that when you have that first cup in the morning, it's a delight and not just a chore.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. yeah. Not only in the morning. How many cups do you have then, John?
I restrict myself to two, but that's only because I'm on diet. That's actually two cappuccinos.
All right.
But I'll drink a pour over in the afternoon as well.
Yes, yes. And what's your favourite origin for the pour over, for example?
I like the Sumatra. I'm onto this a Sumatra Acha at the moment.
Yes.
We also had Finca Pinabeti
mm-hmm.
Recently, which was a cup of excellence.
That's
a Nicaraguan cup of excellence.
Mm.
And that was just, I almost went back for a second one afterwards.
Really?
It was so good.
Yeah. So what notes come through today? What does your palate enjoy most then?
I really enjoy the sweetness. And a distinctiveness about a coffee.
Mm-hmm.
So because of that, I'm more drawn towards natural
mm-hmm.
processed coffees
mm-hmm.
for that distinctiveness
mm-hmm.
And also the sweetness that they
mm-hmm.
offer.
Mm-hmm.
So I really like... And I've noticed when I've been working with other people as well, mm-hmm. and introducing friends to coffee, mm-hmm. that it's those distinctive coffees that convert people,
yes.
to the understanding that, mm-hmm. specialty coffee, mm-hmm. is something different.
Absolutely.
And it's that we had a friend of ours say, oh, until I had that coffee, it was just a good cup. Mm. But when I had that coffee, I realised that there's something very different about what you do.
Yeah, yeah.
So I like those natural process for that reason.
People understand it in wine because it's kind of the history is longer than that. But listen, I've had an amazing time. Now, John is going to pull me a shot and do a flat white or something for me. And I can only say, red cherry coffee, a marriage made in heaven. John and Audrey complement each other beautifully. And the Kent Coast is not going to look the same anymore. Just get it out there, guys.
We will.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Pleasure. Thank you for coming.